MaxZone.com.
The views expressed on MaxWorld are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of its management, its trash man, the electric guy, the person who fills the vending machines, the guy who fixes our van, the kid who cuts our grass, the woman who brings us cookies, the guy who worked for food on the corner, or any other person of sound mind. Should you be offended, please call Mac. After all, it is MaxWorld.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Everybody, everybody, let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
You can reach Mac right now at MaxWorldLive.com.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Places, please, quiet down, and here we go.
This is MaxWorld. MaxWorld.
All right, good morning. 9 o'clock sharp, Central Standard Time. Here we are live in MaxWorldLive.com. It is a Friday morning. See, I told you this week would be shorter, Rooster. You were whining on Tuesday. Oh, what
yeah,
long
but
week.
See, I've got to work tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
You don't have to work tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, now all of a sudden it's work?
Well, I mean, I've got to get up.
You got to get up before noon, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
All right, it is a Friday morning, and we welcome you if you're listening on TalkZone.com. Thank you very much. It is the, I think it's the world's largest platform for internet radio. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's what I was told.
That's what I've been told.
And if you are listening on MaxWorldLive.com, thank you very much. At MaxWorldLive.com, we have a video presence as well as an audio presence. And that is four HD cameras. There is camera number one. We leave that off as much as we possibly can. There is camera number two featuring Rooster.
Me. That's right. And my buddy Josh.
He's such a camera hog. You're not
That's
even
right.
going to believe how big of a camera hog he is.
Oh, yeah.
And the person that we really like having on the most, hold on, I want to MandyLynn. And this is our own Mandy Lynn. Look at that.
Good
I got
morning.
It. Look at that. Did I spell it right? Mandy?
You did good.
Is that right?
Lynn.
Lynn. Two words, capital L. Okay, good.
Ain't she pretty?
Oh, quit it. You're just a father bragging about his daughter.
She is pretty.
Did you hear him dogging on you yesterday?
I didn't.
Okay. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about it, Mandy. I promise you. So we have four cameras, and then we can do fun stuff like bring up graphics, and we can bring up Picasso. Oh,
you're not on. You're Mandy not even Lynn. On. You're not even on. You're not even on. Everybody can hear us, but Mac...
There we go. Now we got that
for
fixed.
For some reason...
We got
didn't
it
have
fixed.
Are you absolutely
I'm
positive?
I'm absolutely positive.
Okay. I just put on there, ain't she pretty, and what is wrong with you?
Refresh.
Is that what I need to do?
Yeah,
there it is.
There it is.
Okay, go back to
that's
Mandy
not
Lynn.
Me.
That's not Mandy
what
Lynn.
A beautiful girl.
Oh, I got it on the. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
Son
sorry.
Of
there
a,
you,
yeah.
there we go.
I know about this.
Thank
there
you
we go.
Very
okay,
much.
I
much
that.
Better. Much better.
All right, it is a Monday morning. We are going to have a great show today. In our first hour, we have a new member of our tribe, although I don't think you're on the tribe page yet, right?
No.
No, I didn't give you guys a photo. I've got a face for radio, so I was a little hesitant.
That's okay.
About
we'll,
that.
We can take a can't we take a picture with our camera today?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then send it. Okay, that's what we'll
yeah,
do.
Yeah, he looks good with a hat. What do you got on there? Drake Bulldogs.
And
go Drake,
anyway,
go Drake.
Josh is a professor of business here at in Central Iowa, but Josh's passions go far beyond. In other words, we're not going to talk about business. Although I would imagine you can talk about business.
I talk about it too much. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, but that's like going to work, right?
Yeah.
So today he's also politically motivated, and I understand that you're kind of over there where Rooster is on the liberal side.
I am not liberal.
Absolutely. On the left of center, way left of center, it's my Ron Paul candidate here.
Oh, there you go. That's fine.
I would consider myself politically to be left of center.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you something, though, Josh. We have discovered over the last 4 or 5 months of working together that old Rooster here mm-mm. isn't as conservative as he thinks.
Well,
he likes to stand on the conservative mountain and wave his Confederate flag,
that's
but
right.
this boy's got some liberalness in
it. Well, now, are you going to bring that up?
Give me one point.
All you did is do what all the politicians do, say just a little bit and don't say anything.
So you want me to prove that you're a little liberal?
Well, you might pick a subject and I'll see if that's... If I agree with you,
it's okay for you to kill babies.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up.
You knew that's what I was going to bring up.
Having brought that up, you know, you've got pro-choice and you've got what? Mac?
Pro-choice or killing babies?
Pro-life.
Okay, fine.
Pro-choice is your definition of killing babies.
Well,
the reality is, you do kill unborn babies.
The
reality is, we won't discuss that unless you really want to, and we'll get Josh involved, but I do want to make a point. I think you folks have got this twisted, because the liberal would, in my opinion, would be the person that wants the government to have all of the control, which is pro-life. Legislate pro-life. I say no. Give the right to the people. Give them the choice. That, to me, is a conservative issue. All right, I can go home now.
That is the most twisted.
No, it isn't.
That isn't. That is so bad. Every person on the... Good job, Rooster. You just alienated everybody on both sides.
That's an A for effort, though.
Yeah, you're now...
It worked!
You're now officially nuts.
Okay. An American should have the choice to do what they want to do. Within certain guidelines, I do agree. An American should have a choice. So I consider myself to be conservative because I champion the cause of Americans having their own choices.
Someone take that guy's gun away.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Josh, did I spell your name right here? Joshdainis?
Dines? Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone does that. That's all right.
And
I'm not related to Claire Danes, though.
And would you like me to put
would
here?
Would you like to be?
We like doing titles here. P-R...
Prof.
F-F. Sure. Just prof?
Prof is one fine. F. Sure. I one don't F. have a PhD, but you can call me a professor. That's fine.
Well, you do have several degrees, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing my Drake Bulldogs cap.
That's right.
Two master's degrees from Drake. But
two masters.
I ain't much for book learning.
Okay, so let me tell you.
That's why we're friends, ain't we?
Let me ask you a question, Josh, because you just said something that I didn't understand. And sometimes you have to talk to me like I'm a six-year-old.
That's right.
But you have to have a doctorate to be called professor?
To be called a professor, you should have a PhD, yeah. I would not call myself a professor.
Don't even.
But you can. I appreciate that.
You know what this means, don't you?
Go ahead.
Well, see, I have a doctorate. But I've never chosen to put doctor in front of my name because I think that's deceptive to the audience.
It's for medical practitioners.
Yeah, I think if you're a chiropractor, if you're a dentist, if you're a medical doctor, if you're a DO, something like that, I think that's right.
You've totally destroyed the studio.
But now you're telling me he has to call me professor.
Yeah.
Professor Ann Mandy Lynn here on Rooster
Island.
Oh, what's your PhD in?
Communications. Yeah, PhD from the University of Nebraska.
Yeah. C average level
what?
Student.
What? What? Well,
my hometown is Columbia, Missouri. And
I was a Missouri Tiger.
I was a Missouri Tiger back when Nebraska used to come to town
and kill you.
Womp on Missouri.
72-0, baby.
Back when the Big 12 was still the Big 8.
But you guys are doing it to us now.
Yeah. And so the last two or three, 4 years, I've been very happy to see.
5 or 6 years, I think. I mean, woo-hoo! Nebraska really hasn't been very good for the last... Yeah. I mean, we tied with the national championship for Michigan in 2003, I think, and that was probably the last time we did anything.
You know, the good news is you might not be as good athletically, but I think you've had less felons on your football team, so that's a positive.
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. There's a lot of them running around in Lincoln, although I believe that the coach, Bo Pennelly, did I say that right?
I think so.
I don't think Bo's putting up with that stuff. I've got a whole series of shirts. My Bo friend's back. And Bo knows.
Have you seen the new Iowa State football season T-shirts?
Who's the coach?
Oh, my gosh. You ready for this?
Yeah,
They've got the schedule on the back of the Iowa. I graduated from Iowa State undergraduate.
Okay.
So I'm a big Cyclone fan. But on the back, they've got the schedules for who they're going to play and when.
Yeah.
Misspelled Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. You got to be kidding me.
That's funny.
It's Oklahoma, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
that's
God.
Funny.
Yeah.
You need to buy a box of those suckers and keep them, because 20 years from now, they're going to be worth some money.
That's unbelievable.
It's so embarrassing.
That
well,
is
that's
embarrassing.
Like, and I'm not going to remember it, and it's in my office, so I shouldn't bring it up. But what was the misprint in the DMACC book last year? What was that? It sounded racist.
Yeah, it was something that was racist to, and it was.
They didn't mean it.
No, but it was, and they had to redact it. And
yeah, I'll look that up. I'll look that up.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Well, so Josh, we got a Mizzou fan, 45-300. Oh my Lord! No. All right.
What is Beat Canvas saying to me?
Well, if you're
liberal equals not Christian,
let me tell
that's
you,
right.
But that's not
did
right.
Did it say Beat Kansas? Is that what it says? Is that
no,
what it
beat
says?
Canvas.
Oh, I thought it said beat Kansas.
No,
I'll tell you why I would have said beat Kansas, because from Missouri, back when Norm Stewart was the head coach of the basketball team, we hated Kansas so much that when we would play Kansas, he would stay in a hotel on the Missouri side of the border, go to the game with the team in the bus. As soon as the game was over, get right back on the bus and eat dinner on the Missouri side because he didn't want to spend a dime in Kansas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's funny.
I'll tell you about Kansas in a minute. Let's go to our phone lines. 1-888-463-6748. That's our toll-free line to call into Max World. And Brett is on the line. Brett, you're live in Max World. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mac. How are you?
Good. And you agree with Rooster?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw some love Rooster's way and say he's got it exactly right when he talks about the definition of a liberal.
Thanks, brother. Thanks.
Now, are you serious? Because you're a staunch conservative.
Yeah, I'm very staunch. But here's the deal, though. If the government, if we allow other people to decide for us our individual liberty, then that's not a conservative position.
Thank you. Whatever. Absolutely.
Yep, but we live in something called a representative democracy, so you elect officials to do just that, decide things for you.
Well, then, once again, he and I are both correct. We have the right to vote them in and vote them out. Just because everybody doesn't agree with me, it's still a conservative issue. Give us the right to make our choice. And the choice transcends all the way to the point of voting in who we think will perpetuate or promote our position of freedom.
And then,
I would disagree with Ash on one point, and that is that we don't elect leaders to make decisions for us. We elect leaders to protect our liberties. The problem is that the government has taken upon itself to make decisions for us. That's not what we're asking them to do, but that's what it's become.
Of course, Josh is going to sit here with Sonia Soto, whatever the hell her name is.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Hispanic Supreme Court.
Yeah, and she's the one that believes that the court should make all the rules too, brother. Yeah, he's right on that side. Talk about Satan incarnate. That would be it, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Mac. How do you want to handle this? See, now there's more than just you here.
Well, but you're wrong.
No, we're not wrong.
Yeah, you and Brett are both wrong.
No, we're not.
And you I expected out of because you've got a third-grade hillbilly education.
Yeah.
Brett's a fairly intelligent guy, and he knows better than to come in here and light this fire under your little behind.
But it's true.
Brett, shame on you.
No. Thank you, Brett. You are my friend. And I'll give you that $50 when you come in later.
Brett, by the way, is Brett Rogers, who hosts a show on Mondays. Is that right, Brett?
2 to 3. Yep, 2 to 3.
Mondays, 2 to 3. Yep, you bet.
That's super.
All right, Brett, I appreciate you
calling in,
but we will talk about it. Are you going to be at the meeting on Sunday? Oh, no, you're not going to be at the meeting on Sunday. Well, you and I are going to talk about this, riling up Rooster with all these fake talks.
Thanks.
Hey,
thanks.
Take that Rooster for granted. He's a good guy.
Thanks, brother. Right. Love you, too, man. Take care. Have a great day.
There's not enough room in the studio. Rooster's head's filling up the entire thing.
Yeah. But no, here, no. What you got to understand, Josh, is I built this for two people. This little corner over here for me and the rest of it for him.
That's right.
I put all this padding on the wall, not for soundproofing. I didn't want him to hurt his little bitty head when it grew so big. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's have a little conversation about what Mr. Josh Daines, i.e. Professor Liberal, really thinks about the Obama administration and what they're doing, and specifically the fact that the government is about to own, I think Monday is the day, they're going to own 70% of General Motors. This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. This is socialism.
Amen.
If you don't think it is, if I'm wrong, bring it on. Serious to God, bring it on. Because I'm dead serious. I'm serious about a couple things in my life. One of them is you don't kill unborn children. And number two, when the government takes over 70% of the nation's largest car manufacturer, maybe the world, this is socialism. We'll talk about that when we come back. Our guest, Professor Josh Daines, plus we've got the lovely Mandy Lynn, and I can't change the screen quick enough, but people know that's not Josh Daines. That's the lovely Mandy Lynn. And we're live here with Rooster in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and we enjoy coming to you every single day live from the heart of America, talking about the subjects that you're passionate about, talking about your family, and most importantly, listening to what you have to say. What you say on our radio program is the most important thing. That's why our phone lines are always open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Call in. Share what you're thinking. I may not agree, but your opinion matters to me, and I will respect what you have to say. You know, the other thing I respect are the advertisers, the sponsors, the underwriters who help make this program possible every day. I call them my passion partners because, like me, they're passionate about great local talk radio. So when you hear the advertisers, do me a favor. Go to their business or call them on the phone. Tell them thanks for sponsoring great local live talk radio, because that's what you'll hear every day. Brought to you by our passion partners right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. In over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com. 17 minutes after 9, 9:17. Do I have to just put a muzzle on you and I before I turn on the microphones?
I'm on my 37th cup of coffee, baby. I don't even sit down now.
You are dangerous.
He's got a catheter in.
For some reason, I've lost my ability to chat over here. I think it's because Jeff plugged in from Ames, and ever since then, everything went wacky. But Willie said to me, Mac, when do I get my own show? And here's the deal, dudes. If you're passionate, I don't want to say anybody can have a show in MaxWorldLive.com, because that would be a lie. There is a litmus test. What's that right word, Professor?
Litmus. L-I-T-M-U-S.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
But the litmus test doesn't have anything to do with your opinions.
Obviously.
I determined that people who had shows in MaxWorldLive.com, I wouldn't accept the Fred Phelps, and I wouldn't accept the skinheads. So I'm not going to take the extremes. I'm not going to be a platform for people to advertise such filth and destruction on our life. But everything else in between I'm fine with. The only requirement to be able to do a show in MaxWorldLive.com on Des Moines Local and Live is to be passionate about something. And if you have taken the time to listen to some of the shows, that have been on this radio station for the last 2 weeks, we got a home run. I'm dead serious.
Oh, baby.
We got a home run. We have got as good, if not better, talk programming on this internet radio station than most communities have locally. And everything we have is local. I don't get to turn on a switch and get the big dogs from Chicago and New York and L.A. I don't get that privilege. I don't have that money. So we have to produce all of our programming local. And if you listen to this radio station from 8 in the morning until 7 at night, you will hear incredibly passionate people. So, yeah, you want a show in MaxWorldLive.com? You bet you can. Just bring it on. You come in here, you be a guest in our radio program, you prove to me that you've got passion and you can communicate it, and baby, you're signed up. And by the way, you don't pay anything for these shows. I'm not looking for salespeople who want to go out and make money. I'm looking for passionate people who want to communicate their beliefs. I'll take care of paying the bills. Rooster and I'll make sure that the bills are paid. You just bring your passion.
Amen. So. That's right. You know what? And it is a flat-out blast because you get to talk about that passion, and that's what makes it so much fun. And, I mean, we even bring folks in like Josh Daines. I mean, that to me is...
We do scrape the bottom of the barrel from time to time.
I heard that.
We do. Hey, now, hold on a second. We got to talk about something.
Let's talk upholstery.
No, upholstery? No. We got to talk about...
Let's talk couches.
Okay, here's what we got to talk about. Mandy Lynn is in the studio. Can we get pictures again, Mac?
Oh, yeah, right here.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Right hand on clicker.
All you have to do is just tell me.
Okay. Well,
I was
okay.
trying to, actually.
She was trying to. See?
Were you?
I was way ahead of the game.
Yes. I didn't hear you.
Yes, she was. Okay, Mandy, here's the deal.
Mandy, see, what you do when you want to communicate with me, you open your mouth and you push air with sound. And you would say, Mac, camera's not on.
Okay, we will do
I'll
that.
I'll remember that next time.
Okay, thank good.
You. Yeah, do not forget that.
Either that or throw a spitball at me.
I don't do that.
Or wink.
Look.
I can wink.
You can't see it, but Picasso's just totally out.
Yeah, he's on Mandy Lynn's lap and just absolutely wiped out.
All right, tomorrow morning, I want you all to know.
God in
all right,
heaven.
All right, tomorrow morning, here it is. I want you to know, Mandy Lynn. I want you to know.
Oh, look.
I'm bringing it on.
Oh, look,
I'm bringing it to the table.
This is Muhammad
the
Ali.
The damn run.
Damn to damn run. He doesn't know what he's running.
Okay, well, I'm running something. Anyway, I guarantee I am going to whoop you 3 ways from Sunday. I'm telling you. I'm bringing it to the table. I'm taking you down. What do you got to say about that?
I'm not sure what to say.
God almighty, that's just embarrassing.
That was pretty
embarrassing. A 51-year-old man threatening a 29-year-old girl.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Embarrassing.
I was at Wendy's last night and took 3 triples. I'm in shape.
Did you have the Baconator?
Had the Baconator. I was working out big time. That's right,
while
Jeff.
While you were doing that, I was at the gym for 2 hours.
That's right.
All right, now Mandy Lynn, why don't we get the details of this?
Talk to us.
If you live in Central Iowa. This is the 30th year of Dam to Dam, and in Iowa we have, originally this thing ran, I don't know if you know this, but the first 2 years, Dam to Dam was Red Rock to Sailorville. And, yeah, then they figured out that it was too far. And so then they made the dam, they now say we have a dam in downtown Des Moines, and I guess we kind of have a dam in downtown Des Moines, which would be at,
Nolan.
No, the lake. The lake, you can't.
Gray's Lake.
Gray's Lake, yeah. And so it's about a 3.5-mile run, and they call it Dam to Dam, and this is the 30th year, and Rooster challenged Mandy Lynn to a run.
Actually,
No, I didn't. No, there's two different runs. There's a 20K and there's a 5K.
That's right.
Okay, well, then the 20K must be from Red Rock to Sailorville.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, all right. So how did it come about that this poor man who's in as bad a shape as I've ever seen, how many heart attacks?
4.
You know, and how many bypasses?
None.
None yet?
No, that's the reason I figure I can do this.
How many colostomies? Colonoscopies?
Colonoscopies.
I'll show you mine if you really...
No. I've had about 8 inches of my descending colon removed, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
All right. And so what in God's name would make you think you could run 3.5 miles?
I'm good.
He can't turn down a challenge.
I can. That's you know what? Okay. That really is.
But Mandy...
Mandy's known me... A long time.
Mandy, if he dies, if he just drops over and croaks,
gee,
you know, aren't
lot.
You going to feel bad?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you challenged, don't you know? I mean, my daughter would never do this to me because she knows I'm too old and too fat to run 3.5 miles. Hell, I'm too old and too fat to walk 3.5 miles.
We got a chair from the front door to the studio for Matt.
That's right.
Just make sure his insurance policy's up to date.
Yeah, we were going to check on that. I didn't know if we...
It is.
What do you mean, it?
It is.
No, we need them.
No.
It's a them.
It is a biggin.
But is my name on that biggin anywhere?
No, hell no. Mrs. McRoberts is on
Mine's
that side.
Mine's probably not even on that one.
No, not anymore.
See, there you go. There you go. All right.
Actually, there is a
You are too
one
old for
you.
Everything. Thanks, you streamer 20.
There you go. Yeah, thank
right.
you.
No, I'm not too old for a good poker game. And I'm not too old for one hell of a conversation on the radio. And I'm not too old to watch a good movie and to play with my puppies and take care of my grandchildren.
But
I am too old to walk 3.5 miles.
And here's the thing.
Unfortunately, you're not supposed to walk. You're supposed to run.
Well, yeah, run. That's even the bigger deal.
I'm not sure if either one of us will make it the whole 3.11 miles.
Well, and I want everybody to show up. I mean, you can go online to the Damn to Damn website. You can go online or go to, better yet, go to www.
Oh,
pardon
God.
Me. No, pardon it's, me. I got It's www.
Professor, it's www, correct?
You just dial up the www.
It's not
dial up
no,
the
No, you can't say
www. MaxWorldLive.com. And you will see Mandy Lynn and I standing side by side, smiling at each other. Just for the picture, obviously, because I am throwing down. I am gonna win.
You guys need to get before and after shots of that.
Obviously, this contest is just between the two of us, and neither one of us are gonna beat everybody else in the whole race.
Well,
so.
I think I'm coming in first.
Here's the before, Josh. The before is Mandy Lynn and Rooster old arm in arm. It's a father-daughter moment, et cetera.
That's right.
The after is him in a pine box and us all sitting around with Templeton Rye and beer going, yahoo!
You know, Beat Canvas said it right about Mac. Mac runs his mouth at least 3.5 miles every day.
Yes, at least. Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
That's good exercise.
Thank you very much.
But I got to tell you, it's for a good cause. Damn to Damn Run is for a good cause. Mandy Lynn, what is the cause?
Fighting hunger.
Fighting hunger.
Get on the mic.
Fighting hunger.
Fighting hunger. And they're trying to raise money for that. And every one of us that signed up, that money goes to promote the Damn to Damn race, but it
goes
also...
to the free hot dogs and burgers they're going to hand out at the end of it.
Well, I told you last night I had a few triples.
Fighting,
I was working
out. They're fighting
out.
Our hunger.
Yes.
All right, Mandy Lynn, do you know how long it's supposed to take to go the 3.5 miles?
I don't know how long it's supposed to take. I know it's going to take us a while. But
what do you think?
Less than an hour.
An hour?
An hour.
I'd say an hour.
Hour, yeah.
All right,
hour.
So you're starting at 8:30.
9:30.
Out at Sailorville.
Out at Sailorville.
And you end up where?
No, not at
Sailorville. Sailorville.
No, it's all downtown, brother.
We start at Nolan Plaza.
That's
You
exactly.
don't even run from the dam anymore?
No.
Well, this is the 5K, not the
20K.
Not okay.
the 20K. Yeah, exactly. My neighbor, Dan Evans.
The rooster.
Yeah. My neighbor, Dan Evans. We were down at in Valley Junction last night, which is a little area in central Iowa where they have the produce markets and that type of thing.
Did you see Nella down there?
No, I didn't see Nella. No. We didn't. But was down there, ran into Dan and his wife and his little Sienna, his little baby girl. And I told him about this, and honestly, he fell over. He fell in the curb.
And laughter.
Because Dan is running the real Damn to Damn, the 20K. He does the real thing. Here's a guy that can drink a 12-pack of beer, and he's thin as a pencil, in great shape. I mean, the guy, he makes me sick. It just makes me sick.
Rooster's run will be from second to fourth. That will be it.
When I found out that part of it goes from the downtown and Nolan Plaza up to University, I went, University? I didn't know University was by the river. I didn't realize this. I'm screwed. I'm so much trouble here. Anyway, but it's for a good cause. That's the bottom line. Well, so if I die for a good cause, I'm a good American.
So what I decide, this is not a good cause.
I'm a great American. It is a good
All
cause.
All right, so
good
if cause. It yeah. where does it end, you know? Because I'm just showing up for the ending. I'm
sure
not coming at the beginning.
Pull the map up on your internet.
I'm going to do it.
You know, you two don't know jack about this thing, do you? No, Josh.
I just want following the signs and running.
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure I think it ends up the very same place it started, actually.
It does. It starts and starts in it. Okay.
I think Rooster doesn't care where it ends because he knows he's not going to finish.
That's not true. Even Tom Coates was on last week and said, we were laying down bets, and Tom looks at Mac and says, Mac, I need you to understand. I know Rooster. Rooster will make it to the end. He didn't say how I would make it.
Very quickly, would you give me where the beginning and the ending is so we can move on? God's sakes, we don't want to hear your pontification. I'm going to play this recording back at your funeral, okay?
Yeah.
Will you be there?
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to be there.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to run your eulogy.
5 kilometer U.S. track and field certified. It's a 3.1 mile course. Shut up. It's flat and fast, winding through the east side.
I don't want all the details. I just want the ending.
Where's the map?
It's flat and fast like Rooster.
It's five court man. I got it.
I'm going to take a break. When we come
I got it right now. Would you please? Have you drank coffee or are you already drinking today?
No, I don't.
Is your
blood
pressure high today?
Yeah, is my face red?
Yes.
A little bit.
Okay, then my blood pressure's
high. Okay, here's where it goes. All right, Josh, here we go.
I'm watching.
Okay. All right, start and finish. All right. Starts here.
Nobody even cares. Nolan Plaza.
Nolan Plaza.
All right, Nolan Plaza. Very good.
And it takes up straight up Walnut.
Nobody cares.
Left City Hall.
This is a national show now. Nobody cares.
Then it goes up.
Everyone's going, where the hell is
it? I want to know where it ends.
Yes. Goes up to the State Historic back at Nolan Plaza.
Okay.
By the Civic Center.
We think it'll take about an hour.
About an hour.
So if I'm down there by, but it'll take
That's
you longer.
That's scared me.
It'll take you longer. So if I'm there by, 3 p.m.?
I will already be at the beer tent by then. Because if I can't make it in that hour, I'm
seriously. No. So now you're throwing it down that you're not only going to finish it, but you're going to do it in an hour. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, baby. All right. And I don't have to pretend everybody heard that because I know thousands of people just heard that.
Oh, wow.
And I got it recorded.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Okay,
so, how is,
and you're going to have your flip cam.
Yeah, I'm going to have but you're supposed to be there.
I will be there. I'm just saying.
For the whole thing.
I'm not going to be there for the beginning. I'm just telling you right now.
You lazy bum.
Whatever.
Tomorrow morning.
I'm your partner, and you're supposed to be there to support me.
I don't know if you want somebody at the end with a camera, because he might have,
I'm
like, vomit
about
on
that
your
myself.
Shirt.
Yeah,
he might.
What did he do? He threw up in his mouth.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Oh, good. Oh, that's just terrible. Now, have you been in training?
Absolutely. I told
no,
you. Wendy's.
Not.
Wendy's.
Anything, Wendy's,
has
Wendy's McDonald's.
You have you been?
Hardy's.
You have, haven't you?
I have.
You've been working out.
Yes, she has been. Look, she
Mandy
looks
great. Lynn, would you promise me something?
I'll try.
Will you please beat him? I need that. I need that. For years and years and years and years and years, I need the fact that you beat him.
Remember whose will you're in?
You just said she wasn't
in yours.
I don't
have much in that will. So
you
I'm
just
not
said she
it.
Wasn't in there.
What's that supposed to say?
All right. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, going to talk with Josh Staines, Professor Josh Staines.
Yes.
And we're going to have a little liberal on conservative debate here going on between Mr. Daines, Professor Daines, and Professor Max. So we'll do that when we come back. If we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. It's the Rooster McRoberts Show, starring Mac. In Mandy Lynn's world, on MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Okay, I'm going to get a little soapy here. I'm going to pull on your heartstrings here for just a second, so just bear with me. It's Mac from MaxWorldLive.com. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that moves me more than to see one of our brave men and women, our soldiers, our American fighting men and women, protecting this country. Maybe it's because I'm from the heart of America, and I still believe in God and family in America. I still believe in our liberties. I still believe in justice, and I still believe that we need to fight. We need to fight to keep this country free. The men and women who came before us these last 200 and some years shed their blood and their treasure to make sure that you and I and our kids and our grandkids are free today. So next time you see a brave man and woman in their uniform, next time you hear about a young man or woman signing up to go over and protect this country and defend us, I want you to remember, they are the heart of America. They are what makes this country strong. And as I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say 1,000 times again, thanks for serving. Thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?
Because that's how we make money.
I don't have enough money.
That's not my problem.
That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem.
She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game.
But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired.
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
23 minutes before 10 o'clock here in MaxWorldLive.com. We're telling Mandy Lynn goodbye. Is that what I hear?
Yes.
Mandy Lynn's taking off.
She's got to get more people for the show.
Why does
for
Mandy
next...
Lynn have to leave?
Because I have things I have to
Who's going to take care of Picasso while you're gone?
I have guests to book on your show.
I see. Now, Picasso, you've been holding Picasso there. Can you get him to look at the camera?
He's
a baby boy.
He's such a little puppy.
Yeah, now he's going to try to get away from
now. Now you got grown people talking baby talk. This
right.
is great.
Thanks a lot for coming in today.
Thanks, sweetie.
Hand me the little one, please.
Okay, and we will see you. Call me. Let me know where I'm supposed to meet you in the morning so I can whoop you.
Okay, and Mandy, please. Please beat him.
I'll beat him. Don't worry.
Please.
Look at this. Brad Carroll said it.
Uh-oh.
She is leaving to prepare.
Lady walking in.
He said she is leaving to prepare to lose her race this weekend.
Lose? I think not. I am winning.
There is no way.
I'm not going to give the whole you're going down speech, though.
There is no way. But
I'm going to train, actually, while you sit in this studio.
Okay, but you will come back Monday, right? You will be here Monday morning to gloat? I mean to talk about the race?
Oh.
I'll do my best, yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, sweetie.
All right, bye-bye, guys. And I see that Mrs. Rooster just walked in.
Mrs. McRoberts just walked in. She dropped off eggs.
Why did she drop off eggs?
With her farm fresh eggs.
And then she left again?
And then she left again. She got to get to work. Pure paper. So you got to go to work.
All right. Our guest today is Professor Josh Daines. And Josh has many attributes, but his passion is politics. And he teaches business at several of our colleges here in Central Iowa. And we invited him in today because I just need a good debate with a good liberal. And somebody told me he was a good liberal. And so here we go. Let's start out, first of all, how do you feel about this bailout? Or what's the politically correct term? Starts with a T.
TARP.
That's right. TARP.
Asset, resource, something or other.
Yeah. They can't call it what it is, those liberals.
Yeah.
So are you in favor of the bailouts? I mean, do you think it's fair that on Monday or Tuesday morning of next week, your taxpayer money is going to own 70% of a private corporation called General Motors?
That's a good question. Is it fair? I think it's necessary.
Why?
Well.
I mean, what about it? and I don't want to become argumentative, so
sure.
I'll try to ask a proper question.
No, you can be argumentative. That's all right. I've got thick skin.
Okay, then why the hell should we, the people, bail out a private company?
Because,
why?
Well, I tell you what. What's the other option? It's
supply and demand.
Supply
the
and demand.
Survive,
let them fail.
Lead
so,
out the herd.
Right. So we've got the free market capitalists out there, the people that think that if you're not strong enough, if you don't make enough of a profit, the market will weed out the weak, and the weak will fall. And the problem with that
Correct.
Is that too much of our economy, from what I've heard, I'm not an economist, I don't know the details specifically, but unfortunately, in the society that we live in, you've got to read different sources. You've got to watch Fox News. You've got to watch CNN. You've got to listen to NPR. You've got to read the Des Moines Register. You've got to read the Washington Post, and on and on and on. And from the different forms of media that I've read, they say, and I don't know the specifics on this, that GM is too intertwined in the entire economy of the United States to allow it to fall. So it's real simple to say, well, this is BS. We shouldn't allow GM to fall. They're weak. It's a free market economy. It's capitalism. Let's let them fall if they're not strong enough, if we think that they're not running their ship properly. That's fine. I agree with that to a certain extent, but I don't agree with it when the business that we're talking about could bring down literally the entire economy.
But it can bring down the entire economy.
That's an impossibility for it to bring down the entire economy. I mean, we had a guy on, what was his name yesterday, Mac?
Craig Smith.
Craig Smith. Had Craig Smith on, CEO of Smith's American. And Craig, he's authored a lot of articles. One of the articles, and I can't even remember, we're supposed to have it on the website, talking about our relationship with China. And how we
how
owe
China
them
owns our debt.
They do.
$7 trillion.
And every month, 100 phone calls are being made from China to the United States, okay, to the Federal Reserve, to the government, going, are you guys going to print more money? What are you guys going to do? Now, I don't know about you. I know you've probably never had one of these happen, but when I was a young guy, I, every once in a while, got a phone call. Rooster, your car payment's due. When are you going to pay it? And then the next thing is...
Who is your banker? Gomer Pyle?
Gomer Pyle, yeah. Yeah. Well,
he's from down south.
Is that from down south? But then, and then I'd look at my, on the phone, I go, it's going to be paid. It's not the end of the month yet. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you need to pay it. It was due on the 5th. This is the 6th. Where's your money? So here's the same thing happening. 100 phone calls a day. It's documented. It's not bull. I mean, they're calling 100 times a month.
I don't doubt it. I don't
and
doubt
saying,
it.
Where's our money? What are you going to do?
But they're not saying it like that. They're saying, where's our money?
Oh, well, that's probably true. But my point is, Josh, you're making a statement that it's okay that we don't have any other direction, yet we're selling our asses down the river to people outside of the United States. This is a serious problem.
Yep.
Now, and I'm not just blaming Mr. Obama, you know, the Messiah.
Well, been in office for how long now?
Over 100 days. Well, I can blame him for a lot of stuff, but today I'm not going to do that.
All right, good.
You can start back at the previous administration that started this stupidity, okay? And, yeah, that's on the Republican side. You don't borrow your way out of a problem. That's simple economics, brother.
It's MaxWorldLive.com, 17 minutes before the top of the hour. Our guest is Josh Daines. He's a professor at a couple of colleges here in town, teaches business, but he's also a liberal, and that's what we're talking to him about today. Josh, I understand that this is a formidable solution. I don't doubt that. There is no way that I can tell you on the offset that the idea of a government bailout of General Motors is a bad idea. It certainly has. It's the other idea, isn't it? One of the ideas is bailout. The other idea is... you weed out the herd. What makes your plan better than mine? Because mine's worked for a long, long time in America. That's how we built this country. What has changed in 2009 that we now need the government to step in and begin to take over private business? Because you understand the snowball, the consequences is socialism. The consequences is a people who now believe the government is the answer for everything they need, which we've really been going through since FDR put the New Deal in.
That's right. We can blame him.
But taking this step, oh, my God.
Yeah, boy, I don't know how long we have to talk about this. And tough times call for tough measures, right?
Right.
Here's the thing about the United States.
When the times get tough, the tough get going.
When the times get weird, the weird go pro. Here's the thing. The New Deal, FDR, I'm sure there were people that were saying, this is socialism, this is ridiculous. Again, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but you look back on that, it created jobs, it helped shift the country situation.
But every paycheck I get, I pay into a Social Security system that won't be there when I get ready for Social Security.
Well, it'll be there when you're ready for Social Security, but not when I'm ready for Social Security.
I bet it's not. I'm 15 years away from Social Security, and I bet we don't have
it'll
it.
It'll be gone in 15 years.
See, but hold on, Josh.
I need to cover something because you said something
about
FDR that did something. The reality is, it was not FDR. It was not that. It was the war, and it happened after the Depression.
No.
The war is what pulled us out of the Depression that we were in.
Why isn't that happening with now? We're in a war in Iraq.
Well, here's the problem, because FDR, the socialist that he was, put in all of these programs that, you know, we don't see it. People right now go, we're not in a Depression. It's a recession. No, it is a Depression. The only reason when they say, well, I don't see people in soup lines, I don't see this, I don't see that, like people jumping out of buildings. No, the reason for that is because FDR created all these safety nets and took and jacked up the taxes and took money out of picked my pocket and picked your pocket, too, for that matter, to have these programs like Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment, which are now running out of money also and will not be there virtually 5, 10, 15 years down the road. Unemployment now is not at 5 and 6 and 8%. It's at 18%+. It's because government loves to calculate with their own funny numbers. Okay? We've had this discussion, haven't we, Mac, about unemployment and that type of thing.
Everybody knows 70% of statistics are 50% made up. So.
Well, okay. So having said that, here's something that one of the Ustreamers said, and I think this business can either attract my money or take it by force, but not both.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. All right, here's the fallacy that we're living under right now. Okay, you guys, and, you know, God bless you for it, but you guys are a little bit older than I am. You've probably got decent 401ks. I saw there's a Jag out there that looks like it's pretty nice. I saw, I think, a Lexus out there. So you guys are doing all right. So, you know, you got to look at it like this. The argument that, hey, pick yourself up by the bootstraps and everybody should be all right, and if you work hard, you'll succeed, that's not true. And the other thing that's not true...
What?
It's absolutely not
what?
True.
Nobody gave me squat, Josh. Nobody gave me a job. I had to get my ass up in the morning, make phone calls to people and sell them frickin' insurance. Tell me what that'll make you do. Throw up, okay?
I've sold insurance. I sold it for 5 years.
Exactly. So you know, is it easy?
No, not
at all. Exactly. But was I successful at it?
But
yes.
Here's the fallacy that you guys are living under, that businesses don't do the exact same thing that people that are on welfare are doing, people that are on Medicaid are doing, people that are drawing from Social Security are doing. Do you guys remember here locally something called Project Destiny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It got voted down.
Well, let's talk about that. All right?
Got voted down. Thank
okay,
God.
Okay. Now, what was the marketing that went into that, right? Hey, don't you like bike trails? Don't you want bike trails in Des Moines and the Midwest? Don't you like art? Don't you want to fund the art center? What was really behind that? Who was really funding that? Big businesses were funding that. Big businesses locally were funding that and got all that marketing behind it. And what was it really about? It was about shifting the tax burden locally from businesses to people. That's what it was about. So to look at it like, oh, this is socialism, and you know what? Businesses ask for handouts all the time. So don't look at it like it's just people that are asking the government to bail them out. Businesses have been asking the government to bail them out for a long time. It's happened locally, and Project Destiny was an exact example of that.
Okay.
12 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to take our break. Our guest is Professor Josh Daines. We're spending some time talking a little bit of liberal and conservative politics. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, Pastor Scott Raines will be in, and he's one of our favorite pastors to have a session of View from the Pew on. And today's question is, does God allow bad things to happen to good people? We've all heard that term. Well, you know, bad things happen to good people. But the question is, does God allow it? And this came from a conversation Rooster and I were having the other day.
Yep.
Because you think he does. You think he makes bad things happen to good people so they'll learn a lesson.
Like I said, he should be a politician because he mixes the words up and then he twists them.
That's kind of what he said. We'll talk about that in the 10 o'clock hour live here. Starring Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy. Thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and I'll tell you, every day we love doing what we do. Rooster and I get up early in the morning. It's kind of hard not to get up early with a rooster. We look at what's going on all the way across the heart of America. What are the passionate stories that you care about? What are the news items that grind your teeth? What are the stories that reach in and grab you by the heartstrings and make you feel what it is to be an American? Well, if today's show is something you enjoy listening to, we have all of our previous shows on podcast, both visually and auditorily, available for you at MaxWorldLive.com. So feel free, go back and listen to another one of our old shows. Listen to something we did on a previous subject. But most importantly, feel the passion. Get fired up. Get in there and get involved in what's going on in this great country of ours and in the heart of America. And if you love this show, you can hear every one of them. It's MaxWorldLive.com starring Rooster McRoberts. All of our shows are previously podcast and available to you. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job and I couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over base reality, here's the right prescription for every woman. Call
Essential Bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent Essential Bodywear representatives.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines. We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that'll serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. 6 minutes before the top of the hour here live at MaxWorldLive.com. We have a guest scheduled in the 10 o'clock hour, Pastor Scott Raines. From the Lutheran Church of Hope here in central Iowa. And we'll be asking him a question that Rooster and I got into a debate about the other day. But I just thought of something. I'm not sure I told him. The last time he was on, we were at the other studios.
That's correct.
I did just text him to make sure. But because he always comes early.
The poor guy is probably downtown at an impromptu match.
Yeah, probably.
You do realize this is the third time you've done that to somebody.
No! Who?
When we were at the previous stations out at DeWay, Capital Management, two of the gals that were supposed to be there, you didn't do that.
Oh.
And they were down at impromptu also.
Fine.
So you need to turn this over. Did you? Well, hold on a second. Did you schedule?
No.
Mandy Lynn did?
Yes.
Then you don't have any worries.
So if Mandy Lynn scheduled him, then there's no worry.
There's no worry.
He
will be here.
Okay, good. That's what
he
I wanted to know.
He will be here.
Our guest today is Josh Daines. He's a professor here in the United States and in Des Moines, and teaches business, although his passions are politics. And can we talk about for a second what you just said to Rooster a minute ago about your children and grandchildren are going to be paying off that debt, and your answer was?
I probably won't be in the country at that point.
Because you're going to, so you know how bad it's going to get for us, and you're just going to leave.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. I the gloom and doom that the conservatives have been trying to push over the last 8 years with the, hey, we've got to be able to have these tactics against terrorists because the next thing you know, it could be a mushroom cloud in New York. You know what?
Were you here on 9/11? Did you see what happened, son?
I was driving in my car on my way to my job at an insurance company to West Des Moines when it happened. I know exactly where I was.
So you also know that the Holocaust really did happen too.
What's that?
The Holocaust.
Yeah.
That really did happen
like
too.
He talks like a hillbilly.
Right. Dead gum.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Josh. You know I love you.
Oh, yeah, I love you, too.
Okay.
I was just going to say that, you know, this whole thing of, you're going to have to do this or do that, or, the world's going to end. Listen, is it going to be bad? Yes. Is Social Security going to be here when I'm ready to retire? Probably not. Why is that? Why is Social Security not going to be here? Because we've been raiding Social Security for other programs now since the program's been in existence.
I guess that was a bad program your liberal president, Mr. RFD, put in.
And your conservative president, mm-hmm. Bush, wanted to privatize it. Where would we be right now if Social Security had been privatized?
Hold on, it would be gone right now.
How do you know that?
Because look what's happened to the stock market in the last 6 months. Social Security would be gone if it had been privatized like Bush had wanted it to be.
Unless they didn't invest it into the mortgage industry.
No,
then it wouldn't be gone.
Put it in any index fund. You invest. What's happened to every index in the last six months?
But for the most part, if your 401k stayed out of insurance investments and mortgage investments, your 401k is only down about 12 to 14% right now.
But that's under the assumption that you're going to keep the money in there and you're going to continue to invest and you're not going to pull it out. Yes, over the long haul, the mixed indices always return approximately 10 to 12%. But that's not what Social Security is. It's not something you throw money into and you don't pull money out of.
It was never designed. I want to make two points,
right.
Okay? Two points. Number one, it
was
never...
By the way, you baby boomers are all to blame for the Social Security.
Don't blame me. I didn't. Bottom line is, it was designed to help the indigent, okay? It was, first of all, Medicare, Medicaid for the indigent. But Social Security benefit was not meant as a retirement plan, an end-all to the whole program. It was never designed to do that. Second of all, you said if we would have privatized it, that the whole thing would have collapsed. Okay, I'm gonna agree, but I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to give you an example. In Galveston, Texas, counties were allowed at some point in time to opt out of Social Security. They were allowed to do that, okay? Galveston, Texas, down in that area, and this is a report about 5-8 years ago. 10-15 years ago, they opted out. And they said, now here's the thing, you're going to put the same amount of money in that Social Security would have taken out of your check. Okay, so we're creating parity, dollar for dollar investment. You're allowed to invest in safe money vehicles. And they used a straight fixed annuity with an insurance company. Okay? Not an insurance company that has a sideline business in the mortgage business. Not a company that invested in real estate. Not big problems that way.
Get to the point.
Well, hold on a second. All of these are important, okay? Now, the point is, well, no, it's not snooze. After 15 years, when they took a look at the payouts for these individuals, it was double what they would make with Social Security. Which tells me...
I believe that.
Which tells me simply, if you were to privatize Social Security, yet make sure that they put the money away, okay, do something to do that, that they would have more money and it would take the burden off of the government. However, if we were to do that today and just totally privatize it, you're absolutely right. We would collapse it because look at all the people that are on Social Security right now.
Right.
Exactly. And I understand that. That's simple math.
Yeah.
So it has to happen over a period of time. Allow individuals the opportunity and create a plan. I don't know what the plan is, that you can do that over a period of time to replace the Social Security system.
All right. The idea that government is bad, that government can't run things properly, that private
can't even run a whorehouse.
That the private sector is the way to go with Social Security and with a lot of programs. Let me just this is something that I've really tried to pay attention to over the last 8 years.
Okay.
I personally think, and this might be kind of conspiracy theorist or whatever you want to call it, but I personally think that people were put in positions in the federal government in the expectation that they would be inept and that they would fail at their job. And the reason that was to prove that, yes, government is bad and government is not the answer. And I think that it was that those people were put in place so that it could be an example to prop up that, you know what, government is the problem. Government is not the answer. Let's privatize it. Let's privatize FEMA. Let's privatize OSHA. Let's privatize, the other federal organizations that have oversight capabilities. And I talked about this on one of your previous shows. What was the guy's name? Brownie, the head of FEMA?
Yeah.
His previous job prior to being the head of FEMA was the corporate lawyer for horse racing
outfit. All right, so it was a bad appointment. You know, George Bush was not the most brilliant president on the face of this earth. I voted for him twice, and I'm the first guy to say it. But the bottom line is where we're heading began with FDR. It did not begin with Obama. I agree with you. It began with FDR.
It didn't begin with Bush either, for that matter, Reagan.
It did. It began with FDR. That's the New Deal. That's what brought us out of the Depression. But 60, 70, 80 years later, two generations later, it's a failed experiment. And the new president, Obama, is going to take it to the nth. He's going to finish this ball game. And when he crosses that finish line, we're going to be dead.
Yep. Because you're right, Mac. He's perpetuating FDR's game plan.
Absolutely.
He's got the playbook, and he gets it out every day, and he reads the playbook every day, and that's the direction he's going. And we're screwed. Privatization, we are a great country, and it has been – give me – and Ustrom, beat canvas, keep saying it, okay? Name one really effective government leader, which is kind of funny when a liberal says – you know, we think we put people in government, which kind of lends itself to you're kind of conservative in that statement to a certain extent. You're kind of like me going, yeah, I think government's screwed up, too.
Wow. Name one effective government leader. JFK?
Oh.
He's dead.
No. He said name one
Truman?
Effective.
Carter?
Oh, geez.
Carter?
You threw Carter in there just for the fun of it, didn't you? You just
want
to see
to twist it.
No, that's a twisted sense of humor. I mean, Carter was worthless, obviously.
Well, you know, I think Carter had some fantastic ideas. Trying to get the automobile industry to increase gas efficiencies. That's not such a bad idea. Putting solar panels on the White House? That's not such a bad idea. Who, by the way, one of his first days in office took down those solar panels? Ronald Reagan. Very good. Thank you for remembering that. Here's the problem in this country. You people don't remember anything. I'm talking to the public in general.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember anything. We have absolutely the shortest term memory of any nation in the world. You want to know why politicians get away with so much crap in this country? Because none of us bother to remember any of it. Can anybody even remember the name of the Illinois governor that got ousted, that got impeached?
Well, sure.
Blagojevich.
Blagojevich, or whatever his name is. 98%
of the people that you talk to won't remember that. And so why do politicians keep doing the bad things that they do, and why do we continue to blame government for all of our problems? Because we don't remember Jack, and we don't hold them accountable.
Okay, but all right. Let's. I'm on your side right now. See? Okay. I'm on your side. What's the answer? Let's fix it.
The answer is more people need to get involved in politics. More people need to try to run for office. More good people, more moral and ethical people need to get involved in the system, because there's a lot of smart people out there that are so sick of it that they don't want any part of it. And guess what? That apathy that you feel, that 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 view that you have of I'm just going to sit on the sideline and watch all this happen because it makes me sick to my stomach. Politicians love that because they get to be the ones that are in there making the calls and making the plays.
Hey, listen, you know what? Apathy is what we do have. I'm sorry. I love my country. The other thing that bothers me is the fact that you would sit here as an American and tell me, guess what? I'm probably not going to be in this country in a few years. You know what? That sucks, buddy. Oh, well, come on. Well, I mean, okay, sorry.
Realistically speaking, though, my wife is from another country. She's from Costa Rica. And I have to say that I know it sounded kind of grandstanding to say it, but I have to say that the majority of my adult life, before I even met my wife, and before we got into this mess of a depression or recession or whatever you want to call it.
It's a depression.
I did see myself being somebody that was going to eventually be an expat. Okay. So, to say it like, oh, I won't be here when Social Security goes under, I know it sounds kind of, dramatic. But the fact is I always saw myself either living in Western Europe or some part of the world other than the U.S. when I was ready to retire.
What's incredible to me, though, Josh, is the fact that you talk about people getting involved. I agree. You got involved in local government.
Yep.
You had a grassroots approach to be on the Des Moines
City Council.
I mean, and I think that was wonderful. And absolutely, it takes individuals that believe and are willing to stand up. Okay, I understand that.
Hey,
but the problem is, here's what happens to all of those potentially good people. They have what I call the political brain drain. All right, they get in there with perhaps some good ideas, and then there's somebody in a little black room someplace or a green room with a drill, and they drill us in the side of their head, and they drain out all of the intelligence and goodwill and positive thinking that they possibly had. Our system lends itself to what?
It's money.
Exactly. And it lends it to being disingenuous.
Okay, we'll
it lends
here.
Itself to being all about me.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, when you can go into political office and serve a term and then get a retirement package that lasts the rest of your life.
Not only that, but guess what? Guess what the rate of incumbents winning their elections in representatives and senators are? 96%. 96% of the time they win. And why? Because they raise the most money.
That's exactly right. It all has to do with the money. Now, I think perhaps we could talk about all the social issues. We could talk about all the economic issues. I think a restructuring, and this is really going to sound like I beat canvas is probably going to go, okay, I loved you up until this point, Rooster, but now you've screwed up. We need to have term limits. We need to stop this because they're getting into politics really not to change, affect the change, but for the business venture and the money that it puts into their pocket. It is a business venture. I always thought that political figures were called, what's the word, they work for us. I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Public servants.
Public servants. That's the word I was looking for. They're public servants.
Now call them private puppets.
Yeah, but they're there. Thanks, Beat Canvas. I mean, they are there. We need to have those term limits. We need to stop this kind of crap that's going down the road. If we could fix it from the top down. See, we the people, in my opinion, we the people.
You're pontificating.
I don't care.
Telling you.
I know, but we the people are the ones that should tell them what to do, and we need to change some of these things. So, I'll get to my question again. You say get involved. That's a nice thing. I've got my friends out there that do the tea parties, and I've asked them the same thing. Big deal. Big deal. What's going to make this change?
Oh, my gosh. Here comes my nice, young, naive, innocent viewpoint. You ready? Just get involved, volunteer, do your best that you can. I realize I've got a six-year-old boy. I've got a wife. I'm not going to spend 40 hours a week out there passing out flyers on the corner in downtown Des Moines. But what I am going to do is when I have the time and when I have the ability, I go to my neighborhood association meetings. I make sure that my Merle Hay Neighborhood Association is not getting infiltrated by private interests like some other neighborhood associations in the Des Moines metro have been co-opted by businesses. I make sure that when I have people that have been elected to the city council in Des Moines, I hold them accountable. I'm one of the biggest emailers and phone callers of city council members in this city. I take them to task. When on University Avenue in my neighborhood has got a sidewalk repair that was done for garbage and it looks like crap, and the majority of the people that live in my neighborhood association are senior citizens, and this is going to sound like, oh, bleeding heart liberal, I'm concerned about them walking down that sidewalk and tripping and breaking a hip, as weird as that sounds.
No, that's okay.
I call my city council member and say, who the heck did you hire to do this sidewalk? What'd you get bottom dollar bid here? Go fix it. Go make something happen.
Okay.
And when it doesn't happen, I take a picture of it and I email it to all the city council members and I say, this sidewalk was repaired and it was done shoddily, and I emailed this council member of this ward and they haven't done anything. What are you going to do about it now?
And what do they say to you?
Oh, it's great. Within 5 minutes, I get this email. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to take care of that. And then two months later, still nothing's been done.
It's crap. Here, Beat Canvas came up again. Beat Canvas is the one that's doing most of
this
the talking
here.
This is
on a chat, by the way. You find at maxworldlive.com.
Right. Thank you. Josh is right. He just agreed with you. He also called you something earlier, but I won't tell you that.
I think he said I wasn't a good Christian or something.
I don't know. Liberals tend to be far more involved than conservatives. Okay. Why? Why is it? Would you agree with that statement, number one and two? And why is that? Are we just a bunch of dummies and too lazy? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I think we participate in politics in a different way. I do think that a good grassroots movement that's going on right now on the conservative side is those Tea Parties. Because from what I've heard that they've gone about doing it properly. There's not been any violence. There hasn't been a lot of legal issues with that. And I think that the conservative movement in the United States is in a very weak position right now. But it's through things like that that will bring them back to the prominence that they had maybe under Bush 1 and Bush 2.
I don't want the prominence like we had under Bush 2. I really don't. Like you should be embarrassed by Jimmy Carter. I'm embarrassed by George W. II. Now,
because of the fact that the right Christian conservative movement co-opted your party, or what?
No, because I don't believe they did, and I think that George W. Bush did a better job. He was faced with a lot of challenges and did a better job than Jimmy Carter ever did. But George W. Bush II is not going to go down in history as one of our great presidents. There's no doubt about it. But the problem is, the only reason Obama won is because Bush was so bad. You realize that, don't you?
Well, McCain wasn't much of a candidate.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I was a Mitt Romney guy. Yeah. I was a Mitt Romney guy.
You know why Mitt was? You know why Mitt would have lost the election if he'd become the Republican presidential candidate?
Because he's a Mormon.
Because he was the governor of Massachusetts when they had the big dig project that went on. Do you remember that? The massive tunnel that was built.
Okay. Yes.
And it was so shoddily done, so over budget. All you had to do is bring that up, because another thing about Mitt Romney is the fact that he was like, I've been out there in the business world and I've done this and done that and I know how to run things. Yeah, he was a pretty crappy CEO.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, yes, he was. Look into his actual record in terms of the businesses that he ran.
I absolutely did.
Give me an example of why he was a good CEO.
Office Depot. He took the Olympics out of just a terrible position. And remember, I have a personal connection with the Olympics because the guy who ran, the head of the commission, was here in Des Moines, and I knew that man, and he told me Mitt did a great job. I researched Mitt Romney so hard because, let me tell you something, in the, 30, in the 30 years I got to vote for president, those 30 years I was on the radio, and I never once came out on the radio supporting any individual candidate. I didn't think it was my job. I thought this election was so important that I researched every single candidate that I could and chose the best one.
On both sides?
He was a very good businessman. I wouldn't have gone liberal and Democrat if you could have paid me. There's no way. You people are just... I've never met a liberal who I could trust with my money. You're going to take my money. First of all, you think you're entitled to it.
Right.
You think that I owe you a certain portion of my money, that I'm supposed to help the poor and the needy and feed the hungry. You know what? I don't really give a rat's ass about the hungry. I get up every morning and I've got like four or five jobs I do every single day. I bust my ass. I am 50 years old and I put in 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I'm not taking my money and giving it to some welfare crack whore who kicks out babies just so she can get more welfare and correct food stamps.
The majority of women that are on welfare are white.
Then you know what? Then let's take the welfare system and let's give them drug tests.
That needs to change.
What do you mean?
If you work for Mid-America, if you work for the city of Des Moines, if you work for Drake, don't you have to take a piss test?
I've never been drug tested in my entire life, and I've worked at many corporations.
Okay. But you realize that there are government entities that, drug test. You can't work for the city of Des Moines.
So you don't think you can be a heroin addict and get welfare?
I don't think you should. No, absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
No. Okay. It's not my job.
And Josh, you and I don't know each other. I have terrible substance abuse problems. I'm not some clean, lily-ass white boy sitting here going drinking and smoking dope and using dry. I wouldn't do that. That's for little. No, I've been down that road.
I haven't had a drink in 4 years.
I have. Good for you. Congratulations. I have quit those bad habits or at least put them under some control in my life. These people that go out and can't control these things and ruin their lives, why the hell should my tax money go to pay for them?
Correct.
Why?
That's a good point.
Why?
I don't have an argument for that.
Darn, I was looking for one. I have to Mac, well said. Well
listen,
said.
Listen, if you make poor choices in your life, you deserve to reap some consequences. The thing that kind of bothers me a little bit is and I don't know you're religious. I'm not going to get into a religious debate.
I'm Lutheran. I'm white trash from Nebraska, baby. That's all I am.
You guys are so self-deprecating. It's beautiful.
Well,
the thing about this, damn the poor and damn the crack whores and damn the inner city people that just want to have more babies so they can get more money from welfare.
But it's true.
You guys really bought into that, haven't you?
I certainly have, because I've looked at the statistics. I've worked with people that are in the poor and destitute areas. When I was growing up, one of the areas that I wanted to be a minister. That was what I wanted to do. And I've looked at that. The fact of the matter is, that's what happens. These people end up going on having more kids. Was it Minnesota or Wisconsin finally said, guess what? After your third kid, you ain't getting no money for the fourth kid. Okay, finally they started doing that. Let me give you a last example because we're going to go to the break. I know we're going to do that. I stood in a grocery store here in central Iowa 15 years ago.
This is a food stamp example, I'll bet.
You're darn right it is. And this lady's got a grocery deal filled up, meat, beer, everything. And she all of a sudden takes out them food stamps, starts laying them out. And I said, no, stop, baby, stop, stop. Here's my checkbook. Let me write it for you.
For every food stamp example like that, there's a corporation that's got its businesses offshore to avoid U.S. taxes. Okay. It's the exact same thing.
I'm not talking about the corporations right now. Don't dilute what I just said by talking about the corporate.
It's the exact same thing? It's not even apples and oranges.
Absolutely it is.
How is it?
Because the government is giving somebody money in the form of food stamps so that they can go do what they want with it, and big businesses are trying to avoid their duty, their civic duty to pay their taxes by offshoring their accounts and offshoring their admin so that they don't have to pay taxes. It's the exact same thing.
You know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? I think
Big businesses are crack whores.
I think here's the interesting thing. You're talking about big business is bad. You're talking about big government is bad. That's a conservative position, by the way. Secondarily...
I don't think big government is bad.
You kind of said that we need to change term limits and things like that. Okay, take the
break. We need to say goodbye to Josh.
I know.
And we need to calm down. You have 3.5 miles to run tomorrow. That's right. You're going to kill yourself.
Well, it's funny because he said, you know, he's talking about how his life is so bad, and he's talking about us having 401ks. He's got the same damn opportunity I do.
Absolutely.
Go out and do it. Quit bitching and moaning about it.
Pay your teachers more, and I will.
Josh.
Get a new job.
Josh, I'm looking at the calendar next week for MaxWorldLive.com, and we've got some openings. Would you come back in and join us next week?
I'd love to.
Okay. We've got Tuesday afternoon or some time on Thursday. You get with Mandy Lynn. You know how to get with her.
Yeah, I do.
Good. And we'll get something booked, because then you and I can have a conversation, because Willy Wonka over here won't be 37 cups of coffee in his day. Okay, I'm the one that begged for a liberal to debate with, and you've done all the talking, but that's okay. I'm all right with
I'm that. Sorry.
That's all right. I love you. It's okay. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite pastors, Pastor Scott Raines, and we're going to simply ask a question. Simply ask a question. Does God allow bad things happen to good people? We'll talk about that when we come back. Josh, thanks for being a part of Max
thanks,
World
guys.
Today.
You hey, bet. Buddy, thank you for coming in. Love you, brother.
All
love
live at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list.
They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clyde.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.